Greetings to everyone in the name of Jesus.
Všetkých pozdravujem v mene Ježiša.
Today I'm very happy to be here.
Dneska som šťastný, že tu môžem byť.
And all the glory belongs to Jesus, to God only.
Všetka sláva patrí Ježišovi, jedinému Bohu.
Because it is not me who is worthy enough to stand here, but it is God who made me holy and worthy enough to stand here.
Pretože to nie som ja, ktorý som hodný, aby som tu stál, ale je to Ježiš Kristus, ktorý ma spravil hodným, aby som tu mohol byť.
That's why I'm giving all the glory to God alone.
Preto dávam všetku slávu jemu jedinému.
And first of all I want to thank every one of you here.
A najprv chcem poďakovať všetkým z vás.
Especially Pastor Jaro.
Hlavne pastorovi Jarovi.
Katrina.
Katka.
Katka. And every one of you.
A všetkým z vás.
That you invited me and my friends and we are here.
Že ste ma pozvali a mojich priateľov, že môžeme tu byť.
Thank you to everyone.
Ďakujeme.
As pastor he was telling, I was working here a company called Covobel. It's very near from here.
Tak ako pastor už povedal, som tu pracoval v Covobele, to je kúsok odtiaľto.
And God brought me to this place and God brought me to this church.
A Boh ma priniesol do tohto miesta a do tohto zboru.
So that I can come and I can tell the things what God has done in my life.
Aby som mohol prísť a povedať, že čo Boh položil na môj, do môjho života.
My name I once again want to tell you.
A raz vám chcem znova zopakovať, ako sa volám.
My name is Swapnil Wilson.
Swapnil Wilson, tak sa ozaj volám.
And I'm from India basically.
A som z Indie.
And very briefly I want to tell about my testimony.
A veľmi stručne vám poviem moje svedectvo.
I was born in a Christian family.
Narodil som sa v kresťanskej rodine.
And it is not very like common thing in India.
A v Indii to nie je taká normálna vec.
Because most of the people, almost 80%, they are Hindu.
Lebo väčšina z ľudí sú Hindu. Hinduisti? Však Hindu, môže byť.
And Christians, they are like officially 4 to 5%.
A kresťania sú tak 45%?
4 to 5%.
Od 4 do 5%.
I know that percent is even more than the population of Slovakia.
Viem, že to percento je vlastne viac ako populácia na Slovensku.
But I really thank God that I was born in a Christian family.
A ja skutočne ďakujem Bohu, že som sa narodil do kresťanskej rodiny.
So somehow I brought up in Christian culture.
Takže trošku som vyrastal v tej kresťanskej kultúre.
But to be honest, my life was never in Christian, in Christ.
Ale aby som bol úprimný, môj život nikdy nebol kresťanský, v Kristu.
Till the age of 19, I was living very worldly life.
A keď som mal 19, tak som žil tak nadivoko.
I was doing all the sinful things and wrong things as this world is doing now.
Už som urobil všetky veci, ktoré tento svet robí, všetky tie hriešne veci.
But one time it came.
Ale raz to prišlo.
And God called me.
A Boh ma povolal.
And my life drastically changed from that point.
A môj život sa drasticky zmenil v tomto bode.
And that's the time when I got saved.
A to bolo vtedy, keď ma Boh zachránil.
But now I can say I am newborn Christian now.
A teraz môžem povedať, že som znovu zrodený kresťan.
Hallelujah. You can have the great blessings, you can have great testimony, but your testimony will only be the first or the highest, and that is your salvation, your born again life testimony.
Môžeme mať skvelé požehnanie a skvelé veci v živote, ale to najväčšie svedectvo, ktoré môžeme mať, je to, ako nás Boh znovu zrodil.
Hallelujah. I just want to share a little bit from the scripture, from the Bible.
A trošku sa chcem s vami zdieľať z Biblie.
And it is from the book of Revelation.
A je to zo zjavenia Jána.
The first book, the first chapter.
Prvá kapitola.
And verse 13 to 17 onward. 13 to 17.
Od 13. do 17. verša. Zjavenie Jána, prvá kapitola, od 13. do 17. verša.
I want to tell who is Jesus.
A chcem povedať, kto je Ježiš.
And it says from 13 verse to 17.
A od 13. verša sa tu píše.
I will read the whole verse in English and then Katka she will read in Slovak.
On to celé prečíta po anglicky a ja to potom celé prečítam po slovensky.
And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last."
A uprostred sviednikov, akoby syna človeka, oblečeného do dlhého rucha a cez prsia prepasaného zlatým pásom. Hlavu a vlasy mal biele ako biela vlna, ako sneh a oči ako plameň ohňa. Nohy mal podobné lesklému kovu rozžeravenému v peci, jeho hlas bol ako húčanie mnohých vôd. V pravej ruke mal 7 hviezd, z jeho úst vychádzal ostrý dvojsečný meč a jeho tvár bola, ako keď slnko svieti v plnej sile. Keď som ho uvidel, padol som mu k nohám ako mŕtvy. On položil na mňa pravicu a povedal: "Neboj sa, ja som prvý a posledný."
Amen. So this is the description of Jesus, what this the book of Revelation says.
A toto, čo sa v Jánovi v zjavení Jána píše, je opis Pána Ježiša.
It is not the Jesus which we can see it on the photos or in the pictures.
Nie je to Ježiš, ktorého môžeme vidieť na obrázkoch.
But this is the description of Jesus.
Ale toto je opis Ježiša.
His hair is like the wool, like the snow.
Jeho vlasy sú ako vlna, ako sneh.
His eyes is like flame of fire.
Oči ako oheň.
And when is you will hear the voice, you will hear the sound, great sound of waters.
A keď budete počuť jeho hlas, budete počuť zvuk mnohých vôd.
His feet is like fine brass. His feet is like fine brass, metal alloy, brass.
A jeho nohy ako lesklý kov, rozžeravený v peci.
So that is the description of Jesus.
A to je ten opis Ježiša.
Have you ever seen the sun?
Už ste niekedy videli slnko?
Yes, we have seen the sun, but we cannot even look directly like for a moment also.
Áno, už sme videli slnko, ale nemôžeme sa priamo pozerať do slnka.
Because it is so bright, we cannot even look at once.
Lebo je tak svieti, že sa nemôžeme na ňo dlho pozerať.
And when it shines in the summertime, it's really hard, it's really bright, we cannot see it.
A keď v lete proste žiari, tak vôbec nemôžeme ho vidieť.
So like his face is shining like it is described here.
A takto je opísaná jeho tvár.
Have you ever heard the sound of waters?
Už ste niekedy počuli, ako zniejú vody?
In India there are like many big dams.
A tam je mnoho studní v tých vodách.
And yeah, and when the gates are opened.
A keď sa otvoria brány.
You will see the water they are gushing out from the gates.
Ako z priehrady vyjdú tie vody.
And it really sounds very heavy.
A to fakt znie. Hučí to.
So that was his voice, very great sound of waters.
A to bol ten hlas, ten zvuk vôd.
His eyes is like flame of fire.
Oči ako oheň.
You can see the fire when it is burning, the flames, how is it coming out? Likewise his eyes is looking like flame of fire.
Vidíte, ako oheň horí, ako hore idú tie plamene a môžete sa na to pozerať.
And his feet is like the brass, the metal, the alloy.
A jeho nohy sú ako kov.
And that is how he looks.
A tak vyzerá.
You might be thinking that why I'm telling all these things.
A možno rozmýšľate nad tým, že prečo o tom hovorím.
But I want to tell you, this is the description of Christ.
Ale to vám chcem povedať, že toto je opis Ježiša.
He is not the one which the you can see it on the pictures.
Není to ten, ktorého môžeme vidieť na obrázkoch.
But he is really very living God.
Ale on je fakt živý Boh.
Amen. And we serve this living God.
A my slúžime tomuto živému Bohu.
And I come from a place, India.
A ja pochádzam z miesta z Indie.
And you know, the majority population is Hindu.
A väčšina populácie sú hinduisti.
And they serve many gods.
A oni slúžia mnohým Bohom.
Not the capital G, but a small G.
Nie Bohom s veľkým G, s veľkým B, ale s malým B.
And you, do you know how many are there?
A viete, koľko ich je?
Any guessing?
Chcete si tipnúť?
Any guessing?
200. More than 1,000. About 1 million.
Okay, I don't want to confuse you a lot. It is 300,000 million gods.
300,000 miliónov.
So you can imagine, even if they will worship like many gods in a day, they cannot finish in a year.
To znamená, že kebyže toľkoto bohov uctievajú každý deň, nemohli by skončiť ani za rok.
And these are all gods with a small g.
A toto sú všetko bohovia s malým b.
And why I feel blessed to be born in a Christian family.
A prečo sa cítim byť požehnaný, že som sa narodil v kresťanskej rodine?
Because I know the living God.
Pretože poznám živého Boha.
Because I know this living Jesus.
Pretože viem, že tento živý Ježiš.
Hallelujah. And this is the Jesus I serve.
A toto je Ježiš, ktorému slúžim.
I want to ask something to you.
A chcem sa vás dneska niečo opýtať.
Is the same Jesus living in your heart?
Žije tento istý Ježiš vo vašom srdci?
Is he really your God?
Je on skutočne vašim Bohom?
Have you really crowned him as a king in your heart?
A už si ho skutočne korunovala vo svojom srdci alebo korunoval?
You know what is idol worship?
Viete, čo je to uctievanie modliel?
If you make idol of anything and if you start worshiping, that is called idol worship.
Ak z hocičoho urobíte modlu a uctievate to, tak sa to volá modloslúžobníctvo.
And that is very common in India.
A toto je bežné v Indii.
And that's how people they worship all the idols.
A sú tam ľudia, ktorí uctievajú hociaké veci.
They have many gods.
Majú veľa bohov.
As I was telling, like millions of gods.
Milióny.
Millions of gods. And if you will look at them, they have like different appearance. They look, the idols, they look very different. Like 4 or 5 legs, the shape of animal, they look very weird.
A keď sa na tie veci pozriete, tak vyzerajú rôzne, majú 4-5 nôh, majú rôzne tváre zvierat.
And the people, they worship him.
A ľudia to uctievajú.
The idol which cannot even see, which cannot even talk, which cannot even hear.
Modly, ktoré nemôžu ani počuť, ani hovoriť, ani nič.
Because they are idols.
Pretože sú to len modly.
They cannot do anything.
Nemôžu robiť nič.
But we serve the living God, the living Jesus.
Ale my slúžime živému Bohu, živému Ježišovi.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm. And I feel really blessed that I know who is Jesus.
A ja fakt sa cítim byť požehnaný, že viem, kto je Ježiš.
So this people, the Hindu people, they serve these idols.
Takže títo hinduisti, ktorí slúžia modlám.
But still, and Christians, they do idol worship.
Ale aj keď sa stanú kresťanmi, tak ešte stále robia modloslúžobníctvo.
Do you know how?
Viete ako?
Because still they are like a small something that you are giving preference, and that is you are giving the idol worship.
Že keď niečomu dáte takú väčšiu váhu, ako to skutočne má, tak to začnete uctievať a vtedy je to modlo služobníctvo.
One man of God, he said,
jeden Boží muž povedal,
the difference between you and God is your God.
Rozdiel medzi tebou a Bohom je tvoj Boh.
So I want to ask you, have you really crowned Jesus?
Takže sa vás chcem opýtať, skutočne ste korunovali Ježiša?
Have you really crowned him?
Korunovali ste ho?
Is he really the king of your life?
Je on skutočne kráľom tvojho života?
The king of your heart?
Kráľom vášho srdca?
He won 100%.
On urobil na všetko na 100%.
Total, complete, all the priority, all the glory only belongs to him.
Jemu patrí úplne všetko, všetka sláva, všetka priorita v našom živote.
So this morning I want to encourage all of you.
Takže dneska ráno vás chcem všetkých povzbudiť.
If you feel yourself, if you find yourself that you still you are somewhere not giving 100% to Jesus.
Takže ak máte pocit, že ste ešte nedali 100% Ježišovi.
Check yourself.
Skontrolujte sa.
And give 100% to Jesus.
A daj mu 100%.
Make him the king of your heart.
Urob ho kráľom svojho srdca.
Crown him.
Korunuj ho.
Because he is the king of kings.
Pretože on je král kráľov.
And his return is very near.
A jeho príchod je veľmi blízko.
I think many of you will be knowing what is happening in the world.
Myslím, že väčšina z vás vie, čo sa deje vo svete.
In the China, people are dying in thousands.
V Číne tisícky ľudí zomiera.
Because of coronavirus.
Kvôli koronavírusu, koravírusu.
And already it was said by Christ when he was on this earth.
A všetko toto bolo povedané.
That at the end times.
Ježišom, že v posledných časoch.
The nation will rise against nation.
Národ povstane proti národu.
Religion against religion.
Náboženstvo proti náboženstvu.
Caste against caste, people against people.
Boh proti Bohu, ľudia proti ľuďom.
There will be earthquakes, disasters.
Budú zemetrasenia.
Famines.
Hlady.
And yes, by all this thing we can know Jesus is coming very near.
A týmito vecami môžeme vedieť, že Ježišov príchod je blízko.
So church, be ready.
Takže cirkev, buďte pripravení.
Be ready for his coming.
Buďte pripravení na jeho príchod.
And make him the king of your life.
A urob ho kráľom svojho života.
Make him the king of your life.
Urob ho kráľom svojho života.
So when he will rule,
takže keď on bude vládnuť
in your heart,
v tvojom srdci,
you will be filled with all his joy.
Budeš naplnený jeho radosťou,
all his love,
jeho láskou,
all his presence,
jeho prítomnosťou.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless all of us.
Boh vás žehnaj všetky. May I ask you? Here you are.
Good morning.
Dobré ráno.
It's been a pleasure being here.
Je mi potešením, že tu môžem byť.
And I've heard a lot of stories, even though I wasn't here, I've heard a lot of stories about Pastor Jaro, Katka and the church.
Ja, aj keď som tu nebol, som počul veľa príbehov o pastorovi, o Katke a tomto zbore.
I've heard stories of how Swapnil used to be a part of this place and how they look after him.
A počul som, ako Neil bol súčasťou tohto miesta a ako sme sa o neho starali.
And I was so curious.
A tak som bol zvedavý.
I wanted to see how this place looked like.
A chcel som vedieť, ako toto miesto vyzerá.
So as soon as he told me that he was invited here,
takže hneď ako mi povedal, že som bol pozvaný,
I was so curious, I said, I'm coming with you.
Ja som bol taký zvedavý, že som povedal, ja idem s tebou.
And then Logish also said, I'll come.
A tiež aj druhý brat povedal, že on ide tiež.
It's so beautiful to see all your faces and thank you for having us here.
Je krásne vidieť všetky vaše tváre a ďakujeme fakt, že nás tu môžete že ste nás tu tak privítali.
You know, in normal human or earthly life, we don't have any connection at all.
V normálnom živote zemskom my vôbec nemáme žiadne spojenie.
We don't know each other.
Nepoznáme sa.
We won't be meeting here.
A ani sa tu nebudeme stretávať.
But there's just one person connecting us all.
Ale je jedna osoba, ktorá nás všetkých spája.
And that's the person he described about.
A to je tá osoba, o ktorej Neil hovoril.
And that's Jesus Christ.
A to je Ježiš Kristus.
Amen. And that's the reason we're here, right?
A to je dôvod, prečo sme tu, však?
I really love the way how at 10 sharp every single person was here assembled, and I love the reverence you showed towards God.
A sa mi páči, že ako ste tu o 10:00 presne boli a ukázali ste svoju náklonnosť Bohu.
When a first time I started moving to Slovakia, people, my relatives, they didn't really know where Slovakia was in the map.
Keď som sa sťahoval na Slovensku, tak väčšina mojich príbuzných ani nevedelo, kde Slovensko je.
Sometimes I felt so shy to tell them that I'm going to Slovakia. I would say, oh, just nearby Germany.
A niekedy som sa cítil taký zahambený, že idem na Slovensku, že keď sa ma pýtať, že kde je to, no, niekde blízko Nemecka.
But after seeing every single thing here for like about 3 years now, I think the people around the world should know that Slovakia exists and it exists in the Lord more.
Ale ako tu žijem už 3 roky, tak si myslím, že ľudia vo svete by mali vedieť, že Slovensko existuje a mali by poznať to, čo je tu.
And thank you once again for this opportunity.
A ešte raz ďakujem za túto
možnosť. So, I don't want to take much time. I'll just share a quick testimony. Actually, I should share for two of us.
Nechcem tu veľa času straviť, ale chcem povedať také rýchle svedectvo nás dvoch.
Yeah, also for Logesh. He is a bit shy, but I'll just share it for him.
Aj za Logisha, a on je trošku hamblivý, tak to poviem za neho.
So you've got an idea about how India looks like, even though you've not been there.
Takže viete si predstaviť trošku, ako India vyzerá, aj keď ste tam nikdy neboli, však?
So with the Hindu majority, I also grew up in a Christian family.
Takže aj keď je tam taká väčšina hinduistov, tak ja som tiež vyrastal v kresťanskej rodine.
I was blessed with a beautiful family, a beautiful parents.
Bol som požehnaný nádhernou rodinou a rodičmi.
Even before I was born, my dad was a full-time minister in God.
Dokonca ešte predtým, než som sa narodil, môj otec bol na plný úväzok služobník.
So which makes it easier for me to get closer to God.
Takže to bolo pre mňa oveľa jednoduchšie sa dostať bližšie k Bohu.
Yeah, that's what we think, but it's not that way.
A to je to, čo si myslíme, ale nebolo to tak.
So every single time early in the morning when I get up, I hear my dad or see my dad reading the Bible, my mom doing it, my sister praying, but I was the odd one out.
Každé ráno, keď som vstal, som videl, ako sa môj otcino, ako si číta Bibliu, ako sa moja sestra modlí, aj moja mamina niečo robí, a ja som bol jediný, ktorý bol z toho vonku.
When they got closer to God, I found ways to run away from God. When they got closer to God, I found ways to like run away, to get far from him.
Ako oni sa približovali k Bohu, ja som našiel spôsob, ako utiec preč.
My dad would say, have you read your Bible today? Have you prayed? And I'll be like, I'll just lie to him, yes, I did it, but then I would never do that.
Otec sa ma pýtal, či som sa modlil, či som si čítal Bibliu, a ja som ho proste klamal, že hej, ale nikdy som to nerobil.
To put the long story short in a nutshell,
a aby som to skrátil.
So, our God is a God who just gives you permission for some time to be yourself.
Náš Boh je taký, že na nejaký čas vám dá ako keby povolenie, aby ste boli sami.
He never pressurizes you.
Nikdy vás netlačí do ničoho.
He never pushes you or pulls you into his kingdom.
Nikdy vás neťahá do kráľovstva.
He will let loose of you for some time as far as you go.
Nechá vás ísť tak ďaleko, ako zájdete.
And there will be a time when you'll have a dead end, you'll have nowhere to go, and eventually you have to return back to God.
A potom príde čas, kedy nájdete koniec a musíte sa vrátiť k Bohu.
And that's how one day I got to know and I was called by God to get into his kingdom.
A tak jeden deň aj ja som raz bol povolaný, aby som išiel späť do jeho kráľovstva.
I was backed up by the prayers of my parents, by the prayers of people like my spiritual brothers in Christ in church.
Ľudia v zbore, moji rodičia sa za mňa modlili.
And one day I accepted Christ as my personal savior.
A jedného dňa ja som prijal Pána Ježiša ako svojho osobného spasiteľa a Pána.
And it changed my life in different ways that I never thought of.
A to zmenilo môj život tak, že som nikdy to nečakal takýmto spôsobom.
So after getting baptized, I moved on with my life. I moved here to Slovakia to work.
Takže po tom, čo som bol pokrstený, som
to study actually.
Som sa presťahoval sem, aby som začal študovať a posunul som sa vo svojom živote.
And like I said before, I didn't really want people to know that I live here.
A fakt som nechcel, aby ľudia vedeli, že tu žijem.
But God never lets you alone. After he's accepted you into his kingdom to be his child, he never lets you alone.
Ale potom, čo vás Boh príjme ako svoje dieťa, vás nikdy nenechá samých.
I really thought I was here to study.
Fakt som si myslel, že som tu, aby som študoval.
I got the privilege of meeting Swapnil.
A mal som to privilegium, aby som sa stretol so s Nilom.
Who was my senior at school?
Ktorý bol mojím nadriadeným v škole.
So like the first week I was there, I was searching for a church to go.
Takže prvý týždeň, čo som tam bol, som hľadal nejaký zbor, do ktorého by som išiel.
And a few guys who lived next to me told, "Oh, hey, go look at this guy. He goes to church."
A Hani nadriadený, on bol starší spolužiak. A moji kamoši mi povedali, že vieš čo, však keď hľadáš zbor, tak chod za týmto Nilom, on chodí tiež do nejakého zboru.
And then we got connected and God just grew us every single week, I could say that.
A takže sme sa nejako stretli a Boh nám dal, aby sme spolu rástli.
It's not a simple meeting.
Nebolo to len také jednoduché stretnutie.
It's not me going and sitting in this room in the dormitory and we don't just talk simple things.
Není to tak, že ja chodím do jeho izby a iba sa o niečom rozprávame.
But we talk biblical things.
Ale my hovoríme o Biblii.
Which is so weird for youngsters.
Čo je tak divné pre mladých.
But we did that.
Ale my sme to robili.
No, this guy looks simple.
Tento chalán vyzerá jednoducho.
But by the strength of God, whatever he speaks, the words are wisdom.
Ale mocou Božou on keď rozpráva, tak slova zasahujú.
In my really bad times, the words that I hear through him, through Christ, is what strengthened me.
Ale práve keď som išiel cez ťažké časy, práve tieto slova boli tie, ktoré ma posilnili.
So we grew and we prayed for more people to get in because we lived in a dormitory where lots of youngsters from Slovakia lived.
Takže sme rástli a modlili sme sa za viacej mladých ľudí, aby prichádzalo.
We could literally see sin walking through the corridor.
My sme doslova mohli vidieť, ako na internáte chodí hriech po chodbách.
We can see how people just lost their lives, their young ages, how disastrously they just broke.
Videli sme, ako ľudia doslova strácajú svoj život a žijú hrozne.
So we prayed a lot for the youngsters and also for people to join this small connection, this small fellowship that we had.
Takže sme sa modlili za mladých ľudí. My, traja, čo sme tam boli, zopár, a za túto mladú generáciu.
So we prayed, we grew, and the next year Logish enters in.
My sme sa modlili, my sme spolu rástli a ďalší...
Logish.
Yeah. A ďalší rok prišiel Logish.
And so he was, like Swapnil said, he was from a Hindu background.
A tak, ako Neil povedal, on bol z hinduistického pozadia.
And God just guided him. Like, he in the dormitory, he could have settled anywhere he wanted to, but he settled in the room just next to me.
A keď prišiel na intrak, tak mohol proste byť v hociakej izbe v celom intraku, ale on bol hneď v izbe vedľa mňa.
He used to see me go out on Saturday nights to Swapnil's room and us singing songs and praying.
Videl nás, ako každú sobotu chodím k Nilovi a modlíme sa a spievame piesne.
He got attracted to it or God made him look into that thing and get attracted.
A Boh spôsobil, že sa mu to páčilo.
And one day he curiously came to my room asking questions about Christ.
A raz zvedavo prišiel a pýtal sa otázky o Ježišovi.
So I kind of started sharing of who Christ was and what he did and what he does for you.
Takže som začal zdieľať s tým, čo kto Ježiš je a čo urobil pre teba.
And slowly he started to get curious about it and he used to join our fellowship.
A pomaly bol viac a viac zvedavý a tak nás sa pripojil k nám.
Thankfully after we got graduated.
A vďaka Bohu ako sme ukončili naše štúdium.
We started to live in the same house.
Začali sme žiť v tom istom dome.
And this fellowship just continued longer.
A toto spoločenstvo pokračovalo.
So he got the answers to all his questions that he asked about Christ.
Takže dostal všetky odpovede, ktoré sa pýtal o Kristovi.
And one day he just steps onto us and he says, "Bro, I just want to be baptized."
A raz proste prišiel a povedal, že brat, ja chcem byť pokrstený.
We were literally so happy for him.
My sme boli tak doslova šťastní pre neho.
You know, maybe we've not grown much in Christ, but with using us, using the weaker people, he's made a way for Logis to enter Christ.
Aj keď my sme neboli nejaký vyrastení v Kristovi, že sme neboli nejaký silní, proste Boh si nás použil, aby ďalší človek mohol prísť k Bohu.
We were so happy, we prayed for him and we said, just prepare yourself and you have to do certain things before you step into this commitment with God.
My sme boli takí šťastní a proste sme sa za ňo modlili a povedali sme mu, ale priprav sa, lebo musíš nejaké veci urobiť predtým, než vstúpiš do tohto záväzku s Bohom.
He took some time, but eventually he ended up getting baptized.
Trvalo to nejakú chvíľu, ale nakoniec ho pokrstili.
And he's a newborn person now.
A teraz je to znovu zrodený kresťan.
Hallelujah. It's not a simple thing to step out of a Hindu background.
Nie je to jednoduché vystúpiť z hinduistického pozadia.
Well, he might be shy today, but I just perceive that one day God's going to make him stand in the midst of huge number of people.
Možno, že je teraz hamblivý, ale možno, že Boh raz spôsobí, že bude stáť pred mnohými ľuďmi.
He says he's still growing in Christ.
On hovorí, že ja stále rastiem.
We all are still growing.
My všetci rastieme.
And we need more of Christ in us.
A potrebujeme viacej Krista v nás.
And this testimony had changed our lives in different ways because people who saw him, people who saw that if a Hindu person, a Hindu background, and in India it's a majority of Hindus.
A toto svedectvo nás veľmi posunulo, pretože keď ho vidia, vidia, že niekto z hinduistického pozadia sa stal kresťanom. Je to veľké svedectvo a väčšina ľudí v Indii sú z hinduistického pozadia.
They are staunch people, like they won't give up anything if someone says something about their so-called God.
Oni neznesú, keď niekto povie niečo o ich Bohu.
People will walk miles and miles on barefoot to just go and see some kind of a light on the temple.
Ľudia by išli míle a míle úplne boso, na boso, aby na vrchu nejakého kopca videli v chráme svetlo.
People will just carry lots and lots of money and just pour into that offering box that they have in that Hindu temple.
Donesli by strašne veľa peniazy do hinduistického chrámu.
They don't know what they're giving for, they don't know who they're giving for.
Oni nevedia, čo dávajú a komu dávajú a na čo dávajú.
But what they think is that when we give this, the so-called gods will give us something back.
Ale oni si myslia, že keď my dáme toto, tak ten takzvaný Boh im niečo dá späť.
But to step out of that kind of a circle and to get closer to Christ is something immensely God had done in our lives.
Ale vyjsť z tohto kruhu začarovaného a proste to je niečo, čo nám Pán Ježiš
dal. I'm so glad the way God has grown this fellowship. It just started with one and then two people and then three and now we are like seven people.
A som taký šťastný za naše spoločenstvo. Najprv to bol jeden, potom dvaja, potom traja a teraz je na sedem.
Maybe we started this playfully, but slowly the reverence of God just filled the house.
Možno, že najprv sme to brali tak ľahko vážnejšie, ale pomaličky Božie naplnenie prišlo na to miesto.
Seriously, I would not have thought about this 3 years back.
Pred troma rokmi by som si to ani nepomyslel.
I just thought I came here to study.
Myslel som, že som sem prišiel iba študovať.
Maybe then to find work.
A možno potom nájsť prácu.
But God has different plans.
Ale Boh má iný plán.
And we never know. He just keeps it a secret and slowly he reveals us and we'll just get so shocked.
A my nikdy nevieme. On nám to pomaličky postupne zjavuje a potom nám to ukáže a my sme takí šokovaní z toho.
And he's opened ways in like so many places for us. Even we get to do or lead a church into worship back home in Bratislava.
A Boh pre nás otvára tak veľa dverí, napríklad môžeme robiť chvály doma v Bratislave.
That's something that Swapnil said. We feel that we don't deserve to have that, but it's because of Christ that we are worthy of getting that.
A to je niečo presne, čo Neil povedal, že my nie sme hodní toho. My si to nezaslúžime, aby sme to mohli, ale Pán Boh nás urobil hodnými, aby sme to mohli robiť.
I just hope that this increased you a lot, and I would just like to share just one small verse that God just gave me like when I was just sitting there.
A dúfam, že vás to pozbudilo a ešte by som raz dielal takú zo pár veršov.
I really love the way how the Spirit works.
Milujem, ako Duch Svätý pracuje.
We traveled, me and Swapnil traveled in the same train.
My s Neilom sme cestovali v tom istom vlaku.
Well, we live in the same house.
A bývame v tom istom dome.
I just asked him, bro, what are you going to speak?
A ja som sa ho opýtal, že o čom budeš hovoriť.
He said, I'm just going to share something.
Ja len niečo poviem.
And I said, okay, fine, so I'll just go, I'll say the testimony.
Dobre, tak ja poviem svedectvo.
But then he started with a verse, he ended with a verse, and that just is the exact, the verse that I have is the exact continuation of what he started.
A ten vlastne potom prečítal ten verš, o ktorom mal hovoriť, a ten verš, ktorý chcem čítať ja, je presne ten, ktorý pokračuje v tomto istom.
He started, if you know who God, he just started describing who God is, who Jesus really is.
Takže začal s otázkou, viete, kto Ježiš skutočne je?
And if you have your Bibles, I just want you to turn to second.
Biblie,
I just want you to turn to 2 Corinthians.
V druhej Korinským.
Chapter 4.
V štvrtej kapitole.
Verse 16 to 18.
Verše 16 až 18.
So it says, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Takže ešte raz opakujem 2. Korinským, 4. kapitola, od 16. do 18. veršu. Preto neuchabujeme, ale aj keď náš vonkajší človek hynie, náš vnútorný sa obnovuje zo dňa na deň. Veď toto naše terajšie ľahké súženie nám získa nesmierne bohatstvo večnej slávy. Keďže nehľadíme na viditeľné, ale na neviditeľné, lebo viditeľné je dočasné, neviditeľné však večné.
You know, we are blessed to call the children of God.
Viete, že sme požehnaní, že sa môžeme volať deťmi Božími?
Maybe it's simple in words.
Možno, že to znie jednoducho.
But it's really a big thing in the sight of God.
Ale z pohľadu Boha je to veľká vec.
Have you seen Jesus?
Ako vidíte Ježiša?
No one here has ever seen Jesus.
Nikto tu nevidel skutočne Ježiša.
No one has ever seen at all.
Nikto ho nikdy nevidel.
Even in the history of Bible.
Dokonca v histórii Biblie.
But this verse just predicts what we really need right now.
Aha, ale tento verš nám dáva to, čo presne potrebujeme.
The last part of the words that we read says.
Ten posledná časť toho verša hovorí.
That the things that we see is temporary.
Že veci, ktoré vidíme, sú dočasné.
And the things we don't see at all is the eternal and the permanent one.
Ale tie neviditeľné sú večné.
The faith that you people, every single person in this room has.
Viera, ktorú každý jeden z vás má.
You're coming here.
Prichádzate sem.
To see, to sing, to praise.
Aby ste videli, aby ste spievali, aby ste chválili.
An unseen God.
Neviditeľného Boha.
And you know what confidence we have for that?
A viete, ako máme sebavedomie v tom?
It is the faith that we have on God.
Je to viera, ktorú máme.
We've not seen him.
Že sme ho nevideli.
It's going to happen one day. We are going to see him.
Ale raz sa to stane, raz ho uvidíme.
But the preparation of us not seeing, worshiping an unseen God.
Ale to, že chválime neviditeľného Boha.
Is the faith of God that we have.
Tá príprava na to vidieť ho z očí v oči je viera, ktorú máme.
I don't know how each of you came to Christ.
Ja neviem, v akom veku ste vy prišli ku Kristovi.
You might have just peeped into the church and got to know people.
Mohli ste proste len prísť a spoznať ľudí.
Maybe your friend would have shared about Christ.
Možno nejaký priateľ sa s vami zdieľal o Kristovi.
Maybe a pastor helped you.
Možno pastor vám pomohol.
Someone working with you is a Christian and you know God now.
Alebo niekto, kto pracuje s mládežou a tak.
Maybe someone like someone prayed for you and you wanted and some you got a healing, you got something good from God and then you're back to Christ now.
Možno, že sa za vás niekto modlil a vy ste boli uzdravení a potom ste chceli spoznať toho Ježiša.
Each one of us here have a different story, a different testimony.
Každý jeden z nás má rôzny príbeh, rôzne svedectvo.
And that testimony is the reason why we are here.
A toto svedectvo je dôvod, prečo sme tu.
To look at, to listen to what this unseen God has to do for us.
Pozerať sa a počúvať tohto neviditeľného Boha, čo má on pre nás.
So everything that we see here is temporary, but the preparation is for the eternal.
Všetko, čo je tu, je dočasné, ale príprava, tá príprava je na to večné.
And one day we're going to meet him face to face.
Jedného dňa sa s ním stretneme tvárou v tvár.
And we're going to love him so much and he's going to love us back like he's never loved anyone before.
A budeme ho tak veľmi milovať a on nás bude milovať, že sme to nikdy predtým nezažili.
And I'm so excited about that day.
A strašne sa teším na tento deň.
Are you excited?
Tešíte sa aj vy?
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Buďte požehnaní.